have little ones that are coming forward for baptism, all the way up to really old guys that are coming forward for baptism. Your commitment is that you are becoming family to them in a very purposed way. What I want you to do is we're going to call out their names, and then we are going to baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus would have been baptized in a river or a body of water, and the community would have been around him. Jesus wouldn't have been sprinkled. You know, I was fully submerged. I'm actually dripping wet right now. He didn't just, like, sprinkle water. I mean, he just fully submerged himself, and it was definitely not in a Methodist church. I mean, it wasn't even in a synagogue. I mean, it just seemed natural if you want to follow God the best you can.
Ethan Edward Ortiz, we baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
When you're baptized, it should be something where you have a personal affirmation from God that it's your time to be baptized. It's a symbolic deal, but then it's any oath that you make to God is very important. I just felt like it was important, and earlier this year, I really heard God's voice real clearly for the first time. And since then, you just learn to listen, and then he talks to you all the time.
It's a hugely emotionally impacting thing to me personally. Somehow I get sort of wired together with these folks. And I have sometimes images of talking about it, you know, 2,000 years from now. It's just this sort of picture for me of eternal relationships.
Shema Israel!
Shema Israel!
Adonai Eloheinu!
Adonai Eloheinu!
Adonai Echad!
Adonai Echad!
Hear Israel!
Hear Israel!
The Lord is our God!
The Lord is our God!
The Lord alone!
The Lord alone!
Love the Lord your God!
Love the Lord your God!
With all your heart!
With all your heart!